classic fishing guides. We sold, they got the latest scoop on the radio about walleye, musky bass, panfish too. Saturday mornings and they're there for you. Saturday morning, 805-1670-WTDY. Gary, Wally, and Tony too. They got the latest scoop on the bite for you. Gary, Wally, and Tony too. They got the latest scoop on the bite for you.
Welcome to Outdoor Horizons. This is Wally Banfi,
Gary Engberg,
and Tony Puccio right here on Madison 1670.
Well, I'll tell you, that wind has kept fishing down a little bit. It's kind of made it a little rough to get out.
But, you know, we got some rain this last week, and we needed it. And, you know, water levels will come up. A lot of standing water up by your place.
Got the river actually came up about a foot and a half, 2 feet, you know, after that rain the other night. So, fishing has been pretty good. Matter of fact, I was on the river. Smallmouth are biting pretty good right now. And I was out with our good friend Pancake Bob Zauner, and fishing from shore, just throwing plastic, you know, jigs and plastic tails, and happened to see a tremendous amount of shiners, emerald shiners, that there must be a big hatch. They might have replaced the gizzard shad we lost. They were just boiling the water, and Bob happened to foul hook one and put it on his jig and cast it out. First cast, a 19-inch walleye. So, you know, maybe there's too much food. That's why fishing has been up and down.
The way the wind's been, the bait is so wind-driven on our mast and chain, you know, you got to fish those windy shores.
That's what people really have to realize, Tony, because we talked about it a little bit last week about, like, Mille Lacs and with the wind up there. But anytime you have a wind blowing into a shore, fish that shoreline.
Exactly. And, you know, Mike Picasso's been doing well on Lake Wabisa and Kiganza, fishing those windy shorelines, fishing, looking for the new emerging weeds, and casting cranks in there and twitching them and jerking them. His best baits have been 9 and 11 Rapalas and some other brands that I don't know for sure. He just said stick baits, but the orange and gold and the black and gold have been his two best colors.
But even if you're fishing something beside walleyes or northerns, you know, even panfish, those new green emerging weeds seem to really be the key for most species.
Well, and you know, the warm water, Bob was telling me that he's been going over by the locks at Babcock.
I got a 19.5-pound largemouth there the other day and a lot of northerns.
19.5-inch, you mean?
19.5-inch, yes.
Okay. But anyway,
speaking of big fish and muskies, Zach Klein, who's a real good angler, works for Dorn's part-time, was out Monday night, Tony. He boated a 49-inch muskie that was just a monster. John Cleansing emailed it to me. I'll show it to you and Gary. Last year, Zach nailed
it. He had a 50-incher, didn't he?
Same guy. Last year was on a...
This is Lake Monona fish?
This is Wabisa.
Wabisa fish.
And what was interesting is he caught that Monday night. It was pretty windy out there, but out in deep water with a big bait. Beautiful, big, heavy fish. But then the Tuesday following, they had the Tuesday night muskie league. Pat Westberg called me and fished in it. He said there were 17 boats, 34 people, and only one 33-inch muskie was caught. That's what won the tournament. What's happened is the lake temperature dropped a lot.
Oh, sure did.
50 to 52-degree water, Pat said.
Well, you got to remember, one night last week, we had frost. You know, we had 30-degree, you know, weather. And when you got weather going from 50 degrees one night to 30 degrees, you know, those panfish have spawned, except for bluegills. Those crappies, I think, spawned a long time ago. So
they were in
waiting,
and out and
if
around.
If you're waiting for them in shallow water, forget it. You better find them out on your first break or out in that deeper water.
And that's what those muskies are chasing.
Yep,
exactly.
You know, they love to chase those bluegills and crappies.
Right, they're not looking for little minnows. They're after them 6 to 8-inch bluegills and crappies.
Zach, with that big fish, he caught it out in mid-lake?
Yeah, mid-lake. You know, he gets
suspended, huh?
Suspended fish, but, you know, he looks for schools of bait, like we talked about. But, you know, Pat and I were talking, the shallow bays were void of panfish. When those guys were casting for muskies, this happened to be Tuesday night, they didn't see any bluegills, any crappies, so those fish are out where it's warmer, out in the middle, and that's where those big muskies are roaming.
Are they casting or trolling?
They're casting big rubber chewy baits, like bulldogs.
Bulldogs!
It's a big pounder!
Yep.
Bulldogs are a good bait.
Anything else you hear, Wally?
Well, trout fishing's been good.
I know. Matter of fact, got our warden up here, John Buss, in Sauk County. John was out, took him only, I think he said, an hour the other day out in Devil's Lake to get his limit of some nice trout. And he said they tasted great. They've stocked it again with, I'm not sure the exact number, but it's somewhere between 15 and 16,000 trout were put in there. So if you've never been up there, it's a electric motor only lake, but you also have a good population of panfish and you have bass in there. There's walleyes. There's some real big northern pike, but the main fish are trout. Well worth a try.
And that's just a simple drift with a split shot in the minnow.
Okay, that's it.
Nothing to it, people.
Split shot.
Drift with a split shot in the minnow.
And you'll find if you look in your electronics, especially as the water warms up, you'll really see all those fish will be totally above the thermocline.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see that 40 foot, you know, the deeper water where it's 40 some feet, all those fish will be 20 feet and up.
All right, well, look it. We got an interview coming up with one of the MPAA pros. Going to tell us a little bit about Leadcore and Lake Pepin and the Mississippi River over there. So we'll be right back after a short break from these sponsors.
Welcome back to Outdoor Horizons. This is Wally Banfi.
This is Terry Fry, covering for Tony and Gary today.
We have a special guest today, Bill Shimoda, and he's from Lonsdale, Minnesota. Bill, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Bill.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I guess one of the first questions I have for you, Bill, and we're going to talk a little bit about Leadcore, because there's a lot of people that do not know about things about Leadcore, and it's a very effective presentation for fish. So my first question to you, Bill, is when you pull Leadcore, What different techniques do you use when you're fishing a lake compared to a river system?
Oh, that's a good question. There's not too many differences. I guess the biggest difference in a river setup with Leadcore and a lake is your leader line, which is this the section of the line that goes from the end of the Leadcore to your lure. And in a river situation, snaggy situation, current, dirty water, and so on, I always go with a super line, like a fire line or a Power Pro. Normally fire line crystal has been the go-to nowadays. Usually like a 10 or to 14 pound tests. And what that does for you, there's no stretch. And so you could feel when your lure picks up a leaf or when you're starting to hit bottom and so on. Now in a lake situation, I will go to a monofilament line or a fluorocarbon line, and the reason I do that is because it's usually clear water and the fish could possibly see that Leadcore line because it's thick, it's dark, and it's possibly spooky. So I'll go to a longer lead. River, I will go anywhere from 5 feet to maybe 15 feet. In a lake, I've gone as much as 50 to 70 feet leader on my Leadcore line, depending on water clarity and so on. So not too big of a difference, but I'll definitely change it up a little bit when I get in the clean water.
Now, I know you're fishing a lot around Lake Pepin on Red Wing, Minnesota, and you've caught a lot of big fish with this technique up there.
Oh, you bet. Leadcore, I don't know if it's his birthplace, but Leadcore is very, very popular on Lake Pepin. Basically, when you start pulling lead is post-spawn, the fish, the saugers, and the walleyes are both coming out of the upper end of the river and the backwaters and such where they spawn, and they're starting to set up on their summer hunts and the points and flats out on Lake Pepin. And Leadcore line is a perfect way to cover water and put several different baits in front of them at one time, and also to follow some of the contours that you have on Lake Pepin. There's a lot of nice shelves that you can follow, and Leadcore line, being that it's weighted, and it makes it a perfect way to stay right on those contours without having to have a lot of line out.
Do you use a plotter on your locator and plot a course, and then once you get a fish you make a waypoint and then come back through?
Yep, that's correct. Anytime you hit a fish, usually to break it down, you'll start with usually several different lure colors, maybe shapes and style, and when you hit a fish you turn around and you try to duplicate that lure color, of course, speed. That's one thing we should talk about too, about Leadcore. Speed is everything in Leadcore. Say I'm running a number 7 shad wrap and I'm trying to get down 14 feet. Well, I might have 120 feet of line out to achieve 14 feet. And if I go into 18 feet of water and I want that lure to go down 18 feet, I don't need to let more line out. I could slow the boat speed down, and that'll drop that lure down to 18 feet versus if I was using fire line or a monofilament, I'd have to let out, you know, maybe 50, 70 more feet of line to try to achieve that extra 4, 5, 6 feet of depth.
Well, that's a great tip, because I know some guys, when they're pulling too, when they find structure, you know, a hump or a dip, they'll slow down and speed up according to come up over that hump, right? Is that correct, Bill?
Definitely, yep. Same thing when you're getting shallower or a hump, like you say, and You can just bump the kicker motor up or whatever it is you're trolling with, and that'll raise your lures up, and you don't have to worry about digging into the bottom if it's a snaggy situation, rocky, or if there's debris in the bottom. So yeah, it's a great tool, very easy to use. A lot of guys shy away of it because they just think it's complicated. It's so simple. You don't necessarily need a line counter. All the brands, or most of them anyway, are segmented, different colors every 30 feet. So you could use that as a tool to figure out how much line you have out. So yeah, I'd definitely recommend giving LeadCore a try. Very powerful tool.
Also, real quick, I know you're real active with kids and youth in fishing, which is so important today to keep our sport alive. And you're also a member of the NPAA, if you could hit on that real quick.
Yeah, definitely. NPAA is a great organization. They're trying to benefit the future of this organization of fishing and getting kids into it. And anytime I have the chance, I like to help out with the Youth and Family Fishing Clinics, NPAA, and I also volunteer for our local club in New Prague does a youth fishing clinic too. So yeah, definitely great to get the kids in it. They're our future.
Bill, thank you very much for the great interview. Have a great fishing season.
Thanks, Bill. We'll see you next time on Outdoor Horizons.
Thanks, guys.
Folks, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
That's right.
Welcome back to Outdoor Horizons. This is Gary.
Tony.
And Wally.
Right here on 1670.
Good interview. You can always learn a little bit about LeadCore. I know a lot of people aren't quite probably comfortable using it, and I'll tell you, they got to get out and try it. Tony, you've been doing it for a long time. And
I'll tell you, it's almost LeadCore time on Lake Winnebago, or Lake, Lake Wabisa. We need that water back to about 62, 63 in a bug hatch, and then we'll be out in Wabisa tearing them up with the LeadCore. But anyway, it's Miller Market time. We want to thank Carl Miller and the gang for sponsoring this segment. Carl is a great outdoorsman, loves to fish, has a place on Lake Wisconsin. And, of course, Miller's Market, downtown Verona, and also in downtown Mount Horeb. Again, this week, we had a great response for the slowpoke jigs for last week. I had 32 calls. I was very, very impressed. Listeners, thank you. So this week, we're going to give away another dozen slow pokes, and they'll be assorted sizes, 30 seconds, 16ths, and eighths in hot walleye and panfish colors. Call today, 608-212-6464, 608-212-6464, leave your name and number. Gary, you got something?
I got something, yeah. Our good friend Duffy Cup and Steve Reinstra, both licensed and insured guides, are giving seminars this Saturday, today. So you can, after our show, you can go there. The doors are going to open at 9 at the Madison Truck Equipment. That's 2410 South Stoughton Road, right by Farm and Fleet. Duffy's going to talk at 10 o'clock on kind of basic muskies. And then Steve's going to talk at 11 on spring muskie fishing on the Madison Lakes. Also, as soon as they get done with their seminars, there's a free lunch and door prizes. If you're interested or have any questions, call 222-5591. Great seminars, Duffy and Steve. There's always something to learn.
Exactly. And now you were telling me that Madison Truck is going to be the new G3 boat
dealer.
They're
the G3, and I think those are partnered with Yamaha Motors. They're the new G3 dealer in Madison, and I'm sure that they'll have some boats for everyone to come by and see. So, you know, after we get done off the air, head on over there.
Yeah. Maybe we should go just for the free lunch.
I think we should probably go about 11:30.
We'll finish this great stop and go coffee. But anyway, again, for the jigs, 608-212-6464. Leave your name and phone number. Call anytime today or tomorrow. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Outdoor Horizons. This is Tony,
Wally,
and Gary. Wally gave a great seminar the other night at the Capital City chapter of Muskies, Inc. Good crowd, good seminar.
Thanks, Gary, for coming over and helping me out, too. And what a good bunch of guys there. A lot of good information exchanged, and it was lots of fun. And, Tony, they were pretty high on that new Viper 2 bucktail. So I think you're going to see some guys buying that and catching some big fish on those this year.
Well, we got to make sure that Ace Wilderness Fishing Game gets them in. There's other stores in Madison that have them, but we won't mention their names on this show.
We also got to see Gary catch a muskie.
Gary caught a muskie?
Yeah, Wally had one of his little videos there, and he had me getting one with him.
Two.
As a matter of fact, we got two.
Gary caught two.
With those Lake Winger fish?
Yeah, and it was cold. It was 13 degrees out, and the lake was freezing.
Those from last November?
Yeah, we were filming it, and it turned out great. They seemed to get a laugh out of it.
Well, you know, we're going to have a nice weekend, so we should all be out doing some kind of fishing.
Did you want to mention something about your drinking problem?
Yeah, I had some good jokes regarding drinking beer after getting home from fishing and passing out, but that was all in good fun. Be responsible if you're going to drink beer, and don't drink and drive a boat, please.
No, I got, you know.
And people got to remember, too, now, we got that new invasive law, and there's people on, you can be stopped anywhere on the road if you don't clean your boat after you pull it out. If you got weeds on your boat, they can pull you over on the highway or interstate anywhere and ticket you.
Right, plus you can't carry water in your live well.
Correct.
Correct?
Right.
Correct.
Drain your live wells.
Drain your live wells.
And if you got minnows, they got to be in a bucket, not in your live well.
And you can use a bucket. You can save the minnows if you're going to be back on the same body of water is all.
But you cannot put it, you can't store, like for me, I like to keep my minnows in my live well. But if I travel from lake to lake with minnows in my live well, I'm breaking the law.
You are right.
And John Buss will write me up.
He'll write anyone up.
He'll write his mother up.
But anyway, we want to thank you all for listening again real quick. 608-212-6464. Wally.
Call me at 608-649-823.
Gary Quick.
795-4208 or GaryEngbergOutdoors.com.
And Tony, you can call that same cell number. We got to go. See you next week.